We continue our learning. He have a woman. We mentioned this before. I am a married woman, but I am now divorced. Ne'emenes, she is believed. Same idea. She is the one who initiated this information. We had no idea she was a married woman, and therefore we believe her to say that she is now divorced. This is, what's the chiddush of this halach? We've already mentioned the principle of peshas ha-peshi itir, and the reason is because in the past we've spoken about this with respect to money matters, but financial issues. But maybe I would say I can't rely on peshas ha-peshi itir to permit a woman. Let's say this case, she says, I'm a married woman. Now I'm going to say that she's believed to say I'm divorced and let her marry someone else. She doesn't have to get in front of us to prove it. So maybe we should be very strict. So the answer is no. Peshas ha-peshi itir applies in a case like this as well. The Gemara says, what about you have a case on Daf Chav Beis Amud Aleph? Let's say the woman says, you know what, I changed my mind. And I said, you know what, I'm really not. I'm a pnuya. I'm really a single woman. So here she's not just qualifying, I was married, but now I'm divorced. She's saying, I wasn't telling truth. I said I was married, but now I'm not. So the Gemara says, such a woman is believed if she has what we call an amasla. She has an excuse. She's able to justify why she said she was married. The Gemara gives an example. The case we had a woman who said, I was married, but now really I lied. I was not telling the truth. I'm really a pnuya. And they allowed her to marry, and we believed her to say that she was really not a married woman. Why? Because she gave an excuse. She gave an amasla. What was her justification? What happened was there were many. They're telling me that, oh, I have all these wonderful guys for you to marry. She realized they were really not hagun. They were really not appropriate shiduchim for her. So in order to tell people that people leave her alone, she says, you know, I'm married already. So, you know, this don't bother giving me a shidduch. When afterwards she found someone who was a shidduch who was hagun, she says, "I'm really not married. I'm ready to get married." And based on giving that amasla, we believe her to completely retract the fact that she was an eishes ish. Then the Mishnah says, "In yesh edim shahaisa eishes ish, v'yomeres gerushani in an emenes." Of course, now we don't have a pesha asar. If the information we have that she was married is through edim, and then she says, "Yes, that's true. I was married." Like these Adim say, but I am divorced now, then she's not married because, of course, we don't have a case of Pesha Asar, Pesha Hiter. Now the Mishnah discusses a case where a woman mentions the fact that she was taken captive. And we're always concerned when a woman is taken captive that maybe she was violated by her captor. If this is a woman who is married to a Kohen, if she's defiled by one of those men, she cannot return to her husband who's a Kohen because she now has the status of a Zona. So here we have a case where a woman says, Nishbesi, I was taken captive and we did not have that information without her, but Utahorani, but I'm Torah, I was not violated by a non-Jew. So says the Mishnah, Ne'emenes, she's allowed to marry a Kohen now, or return to her husband, let's say he was a Kohen, because she has a Pesha, as the Mishnah says, Sha Pesha Asar, Hu HaPesha Shehitir. But v'myesh edim shenishbeis. But let's say we already have that information that she was taken captive from witnesses, and there's no Pesha Asar here, v'hi omeres, but then she says, yes, that's true, the edim are correct, I was taken captive, but to Orani, but I was not defiled, I was not violated by any of the non-Jews there. Einon emetis, she is not believed. Because she does not have a pesha asar in this case. The imishani says bo edim harezo lo teitse. So let's say you have the case where she had a pesha asar initially. She said nishbesi utahorani. And then after that fact, after she mentioned that, Adim came in and said, by the way, she was taken captive. So if witnesses came saying she was captured, and she's already now, it says, the Mishnah says, she had already remarried based on the Pesha Asar, Hareze lo Teitze, she does not have to leave that marriage. Now the Gemara says that this is true, even not only if Mishani says she actually married someone, she doesn't have to get divorced, but it means, even as the Bar Tanura says, lo nises mamish, Ella im mishehiti ruolina se bo edim shenishbeis. Based on her pesha asar, permitted her to marry. You're allowed to marry a Kohen, not a problem at all. And then before she even married, so they Adim came in and said, by the way, she was taken captive. She does not leave. When it says lotetze, it doesn't mean she just have to leave the marriage. That's certainly true. But lotetze mehetera harishon. She doesn't leave that original status of being permitted. Vitinase lechatchila. And she can get married lechatchila without a problem at all. That's what Hareze lotetze. She doesn't even leave the original heter. But adds the Bar Tanura, but im bo Adim shenitmes. But if Adim came in and said not, she was taken captive. But after the fact that they permitted her to get married or she remarried, they say, by the way, she was defiled. So afilu hayu la kama banim. Even if she had many children from this new marriage, Tate says she has to leave because, of course, now we know that she had been defiled. Perek beis mishnah vav. Shtei nashim shenishbu. You have two witnesses that come and say that these two women are taken captive. So here we don't have a Pesha Asar. Zosomeres nishbesi utahorani vizosomeres nishbesi utahorani. Each of these women say, I was taken captive, but I am Tahora. But of course, as we're saying, we have Adim already that gave us the information they're taken captive. So there's no Pesha Asar, and therefore, ainu ne'emanos. They're not believed to say that they were not violated, and therefore they cannot marry Kohanim. And Uzman, Shehein, Miidos, Zoezo. But let's say each one testified about the other. Each one says, my friend over here was not Nitmes. Says the Mishnah, Hare Elu Ne'amanos, they are going to be believed. So in understanding this, we have to go back to something from the previous Mishnah. The previous Mishnah, we spoke about the fact that we allow a woman imishenises, meaning we say she's already married, or they already based it already gave her permission to get married, and then Adim came. So we say hareze lo teitzei, she's allowed to marry the Kohen. It's not going to be a problem. So why is it that we're lenient if, after all, I know she had a Pesha Asar initially, she said Nishbesi Utarani, but now I have Adim who come to say she Nishbesi. So maybe I should retract and say that she forfeits our Pesha Asar Pesha Iter. The reason we're lenient is because in a case of a woman who was taken captive, it's only a suffix that she was violated, and maybe there's a chance that she was not violated. Add on the fact that Eretz Yisrael claims that a woman usually makes herself disgusting, abominable in front of her captors. So maybe there's a good chance that they leave her alone anyway. So because of the fact that the whole case of Nishbeis being violated is only a suffix anyway, so therefore we have the right to be lenient, and if we gave her a heter based on our Pesha Asar initially, even though we have Adim who came in afterwards, we have the right now to be lenient. And the same thing would be true in our Mishnah. Here you have a case where two women were taken captive. It's true that we don't believe them because they're Adim when they say Nishbesi Utarani, but if they testify one on the other, they're Ne'emanos, because each one now has one aid who's testifying for her. And we know when it comes to women taken captive, we're lenient anyway. We allow a slave or even a woman is believed. And that would be true. The Gemara explains that's when the person testifies they really never left the presence of the woman during the whole time she was taken captive. So then at least we can believe them when we say that she wasn't defiled. So that's what it means tahora, that they testify to that fact. And the same thing here with these two women. We were together the whole time, and I'm telling you, this woman, my friend over here was not violated, and the other one says about the other one. So we have the right to be lenient based on all of these factors. There's a suffix anyway. She's taken. We allow one aid. We allow an evid, even a woman, and even in this case, when one is testifying on behalf of the other, we even believe a katan as long as the katan is mesiach lefi tumo, where they're speaking casually. As we mentioned, that some say even that's where the person doesn't know that there are ramifications, there are consequences, there are legal halacha consequences of their testimony. And some even say that when it comes to a katan, even if they know, they're aware that there are consequences, they would believe them. And whether or not we would believe a non-Jew if he's not Mesiach Lefitumo, that's a question. But certainly if he's Mesiach Lefitumo, we would believe a non-Jew.